Here is another exercise similar to the last learning activity. It is also designed to illustrate the crucial importance of feedback in allowing both parties in a conversation to check that the message has been received and understood properly. This time, we'll use an example that involves giving and receiving instructions. Ask your partner to turn around so they're facing away from you. Draw a simple diagram of several shapes, like the drawing at right. You can use this actual drawing if your partner hasn't already seen it. Your task is to provide an exact description in words of the drawing to your partner. Their task is to redraw it, based only on the verbal instructions you give them. They are not allowed to see your drawing or ask you any questions. You are not allowed to see their drawing or ask them for any responses. Once you have finished describing the drawing, ask them to stop and turn back to face you. Compare the two drawings to see how closely they resemble each other. Then answer the following questions. How did you both fare? Are the two drawings a close match? If not, why not? What sort of mental effort was involved when neither of you were able to give each other any feedback? And what does this tell you about the value of two-way communication when you're giving or receiving verbal instructions?